The second strategy is to clarify your vision. The first strategy, where you list 101 goals, is kind of a left brain, very logical, linear way to play. The second task is to clarify your vision using your right brain, going into your unconscious, tapping into that wonder child that lives inside, or perhaps tapping into your soul. What we're going to ask you to do is to find a place where you can sit down, get relaxed, and close your eyes, and put on some relaxing music. Could be classical music, could be what's called New Age music. Sometimes it's called environmental music. But it's music without words and a very slow rhythm. It's very easy for you to relax with. And then we're going to ask you to, with your eyes closed, begin to ask yourself, if I could have anything I want, if I could have it perfectly the way I desire it, what would my life look like in the following eight areas? Now, I'm going to mention these eight areas. And what we've found useful, since you'd be doing this on your own more than likely, is to either take some 3x5 cards and list each of these eight areas. And then you can close your eyes, listen to the music, get the answer, and then open your eyes, look at the next card, and just kind of go through it. Or you could even make your own cassette tape. Put some music on. Mention a category, let the tape run for a couple minutes, and then mention another category. Then you can close your eyes and just stay under and really be relaxed as you go through the whole process. But there's about nine areas where we want to ask you to get clear about your vision. What is the vision you have for your life? We believe you can have exactly what you want, but you have to know what it is you want at the deepest level. Now, a lot of people are afraid to know what they want because they don't see how they could get it. And what people have told me, well, I don't even want to know I want that because I'll never get it and then I'll just be disappointed. Don't worry about the how yet. Just get in touch with the what. We'll show you how the how will come a little bit later. If you make a commitment to what you want, the how will start to appear. Now, these eight areas that you want to work with are career. What is it that you want in your career? If you could have the perfect vision, where would you work? Who would you be working for? What kind of work would you be doing? Would you be in an office? Would you be outside? If you were in an office, what would it look like? Would it be carpeted? Would it be wood? Would you have a certain kind of desk, a window that you can look out over the river? What would the perfect ideal job be? Who would your clients be? A lot of times we end up working with people we don't really want to work with. In fact, we had one friend that started firing clients. He said, "You're too difficult to work with." The clients got really upset and came back and rehired him and said, "Look, we'll be better clients." But what would that look like in your ideal mind? The second category is your ideal living place, your house, your condo, your apartment. What would it look like? What would the colors be? Where would it be located? What would the shrubbery look like, the landscaping? Would you have a view? Would it be a small house, a big place? Fill in all the details, the art, the furniture, etc. My Maui dream house is up on a hill. It looks out over the ocean. It's got the stained glass windows everywhere. It has a huge library. It has a great guest room where people can come. It has a workout room with all the equipment in it. It has a room. It's nothing but wall-to-wall carpets. All the kids can get in there and dance around, and you don't have to worry about anyone hitting their head on a coffee table. It's got a great sound system in it. It's got a beautiful garden outside with organic growth. It's got a wonderful garage. You know, it just has all those things. So that's what we're talking about. Detail, detail, detail. If you can't see it, you can't have it, because you won't know what to create. So make sure you let that come up. Now, again, you're mentioning the category, and then you're letting your answers come in the form of a vision, a form of a picture. What would it look like? The third area is financially. How much money would you have? What would your cash flow be? When you retire, what would that be like? What would your net worth be? What kind of money would be coming in weekly or monthly as income? And get real clear about all your financial goals, if you could have it exactly the way you want it. Friends. Who would be your friends? How many friends would you have? What would you do with your friends? One of the things that really got me, I was reading an article once about Kenny Rogers. And Kenny Rogers owned at that time a ranch down in Virginia. And once a year, he would have this gathering where he would bring professional athletes and actors and people in the movie industry down to his farm. And he would have this little mini Olympics. And there'd be people like Michael Jordan, the basketball player, John McEnroe, the tennis star. There'd be people that were professional wrestlers and so forth. And all these people would come and they would play basketball tournaments. They'd have tennis tournaments. And I thought, wow, this is really cool. Now, I didn't have a ranch at that time. I was living in an apartment in Los Angeles, but I realized I could co-create this. See, one of the things we say is, if you want to know what you want, look at who you're envious of. You read an article, say, wow, I'd like that. Well, why not start moving in that direction? So what I did was I went and I asked all of my friends who had jobs where they could get off, like lawyers and doctors and chiropractors and people that were counselors who didn't have to go and punch in 9 to 5. And we picked one day a month. We called it Boys' Day Out. And we rotated the leadership. Some days we'd play basketball. Some days we'd go to a hockey rink and we'd go out and play what's called broom ball because we didn't have skates. And you just push the ball around with brooms into the net at the end. And we just had more fun. We'd go to the racetrack. We'd play poker and we'd pitch pennies. We were always doing these guy things. And so little by little, I started to create more of what Kenny Rogers had. What I wanted, not so much was the ranch and Michael Jordan, but I wanted the contact, the athletic camaraderie that could come. And I created that. The next area is family. What's your ideal family look like? Maybe you're getting along better with your teenager. You're getting along better with your siblings. Your wife is, kind to you when you come home from work and doesn't just start, going through all the day's litany of what went wrong while you were gone. Maybe your husband takes you out country dancing every 2 weeks. What is it your family life would look like if it were ideal? Getting along with the in-laws and the parents and so forth. The next area is recreation, free time, hobby, sports. If you could do anything, what would it be? Maybe you'd collect stamps. Maybe you'd go out and you'd be in a band. Maybe you've always wanted to mountain climb, or you've wanted to take that trip to India, or you've wanted to learn how to play tennis. Whatever it is, give yourself permission to want it and let it come up and just form those images. The next area is health. In your ideal mind, what would your health look like if you were perfectly healthy? Would you weigh less? Would you be more fit? Would that heart of yours be working a little better than it is? Would your kidneys be functioning perfectly? Would the eyesight be 100%? What would that look like? And then the area of service. If you could do anything at all for the community, what would it be? See, in my ideal vision, there's no drive-by shootings. There's no wars. There's no hunger. Everyone's housed. If you don't allow yourself to visualize that, you'll never get the solution, because the solution comes from having the image. Finally, what legacy do you want to leave? What accomplishments do you want to have? Maybe you want to write that book, find a cure for cancer, house the homeless in your community, create a shelter for battered women. Whatever it is, let those images come up. Now, after doing this, and it'll take about 15 minutes to go through this process, come out, take a pen or pencil, and start writing down everything you got in touch with. Now, if you're like me, you'll end up with 2 or 3 pages of notes. Then begin to get very specific and say, well, when do I want this by? How much do I want, and when do I want it by? Don't just say, I want to write a book someday. Say, I want a book 300 pages long about, whatever it is your passion is, and it'll be published by June 5th, 2007. Very specific. Then ask yourself, who can I start to ask? What individuals and what institutions can I start to ask for support? Maybe I need to ask for a catalog from the local community college so I can start my education. Maybe I need to ask my parents to lend me some money. Maybe I need to ask someone to show me how to do a certain kind of fitness routine or teach me yoga. Maybe I need to ask my kids to support me by letting me go back to school, helping me with my homework. Once you've got all that down, now you have a game plan for making your vision come true. You know what it is, you know when it's going to happen by, and you know who and what you have to ask to get it done.